What's going on, people, and welcome back to the Baby Fathers Podcast for another brand new episode. I'd like to thank everybody who's been supporting the channel. We definitely appreciate it down here. So before we start today's show, make sure you subscribe and press that notification button so anytime a new episode comes out, you're going to be the first to know. Okay, so on today's show, we have another brand new guest. He goes by the name of Ringo 45.
Thank you, my brother.
Respect for coming on, my bro.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Okay, cool. So before we start today's show, I have to put a disclaimer out there. Okay. Anything what you say today is your truth and is your truth only. Okay. It's what you have gone through for your experience, for you know it to be. All right. So we just have to put that out there. So I believe you have two baby mothers and one wife.
That's correct.
And for the two baby mothers, you got a child individually, one each.
Yes.
So two in total.
Three in total. Three in total, one each.
Okay. All right, so you're sharing around the goods. Yeah. All right, so listen, let's start off child mother one first. Tell me how that started.
Wow. Where do I start? Okay, so from the beginning, so I used to live in a hostel. And I met her at that hostel by complete chance. And I'll be just doing my thing. And then she came up to me out of nowhere. And she said to me, "Oh, how can I change your life?" And I was like, "Raw, how could you change my life?" I was like, "Ah, okay." But she started to show me about some business that she was doing, some pyramid scheme thing, which I wasn't really too pressed on, because I already know about those type of things and I wasn't really interested. But we got talking about it, and she was telling me about it. She seemed quite ambitious, so I quite like that. Everything just started going wrong. I just felt like there was just too many things going on. She was doing these harebrained schemes and stuff like that. It was just getting stupid. It was just like she was either do some fraud thing where she's sending money through Gumtree to these Russian art dealers, and then she was sending them money. Halifax is locking off her account. I'm like, how am I, what the? Like, so she's having to open up credit union account just because she ain't got, she can no longer give her a bank account.
Yeah.
I'm like, rah, like, this is just getting crazy. So she moved into I moved out of the hostel and I moved into a brand new build in Stratford at the time. My key worker, she said to me, "Whatever you do, don't put her on the tenancy agreement." When I tell you, I love that woman. And when she said it to me, I thought about it and I was like, rah, and I never put her on my tenancy agreement.
So once your child was born,
yeah,
how long was you with her before it broke down?
So my daughter was 4 months old.
Okay.
From the time my daughter was born, and it looked like she was going through some serious postnatal depression.
Okay.
She didn't look good. I didn't know what to do. So obviously we're saying, "Where are you?" I can't get in touch with her. I got a knock on the door and I'm like, I think it needs to her. So I look for the spy hole, and I've seen the two police officers. So I'm my heart is beating now. So I open the door and they're like, "Oh, are you?" And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, "Oh, do you know this person?" Like my daughter's mother. And I'm like, yeah. Because I'm thinking that they're going to tell me the worst.
Of course.
They were like, "Oh, something about domestic violence or domestic abuse, or we're arresting you." I'm like, "What? How are you going to be arresting me? Like, I have no idea. What is this?" I'm just stressed out my head thinking that.
So when the police came to the door, they arrested you.
They arrested me.
Took you inside.
They took me in the police van. We were gone, and I was basically in the cell for about 18 hours or something like that. And then they let me out.
Allegations true or not?
There was no allegation. The only allegation they had is that I broke her phone.
And did you?
Yeah.
And why?
I remember once I was in the house, and it sounded like she was chatting to some brother.
Okay.
So I bought the phone, so I smashed it.
But did you know, did you take the phone from her to say?
No, just to listen to who it was. No.
Yeah.
But it was just the weight of the conversation sounded like she was talking to a man.
So from that, since your child has been four months. You have never seen your child?
I have. I didn't, because I'm asking her, when am I going to see her again? Mm. She's ignoring me. I bent down to kiss her. She slashed me right on the back of my ear, but I didn't know I was bleeding at the time.
So when you say she slashed you, what, she used a weapon?
Yeah, no, I don't know if she was using a weapon. I think she might have just punched me, or she had a ring on or whatever, but I didn't know I was cut at the time. But
and do you know why she punched you for?
She didn't want me to kiss my daughter.
All right, cool. So I'm going to leave Mother 1 there for now, because we're going to come back to that.
Mother 1.
So Mother 2 now, you had a son with her, correct?
Yeah.
And by having a son, how long was you with her before that child came along?
Probably a year.
And by a child coming out of that, how long did it go before that went left?
Like 2 years. When she got pregnant, she was always trying to tell me, oh, your dad needs to, my dad was living with me. She's like, you need to move, tell your dad to move out. I'm like, what? Mm. Like, my dad's been living with me from the dot. And you can't tell me to move, but tell my dad that. I can't do that. Like, I didn't feel comfortable. And then that kind of made me feel a bit certain.
So the second mother was now living with you, yeah?
She kind of imposed on me, yeah.
So when that went left,
we was having like this argument, and she goes, oh, baby mum was right. We was having a lot of problems. So that same very night, my dad said, you need to sort this out. You need to write her a letter to say that you're
sorry,
kicking her out.
Oh, okay. So tell me something. So when you kicked out your child and you kicked out the mum, you never felt bad?
Oh, yeah. I still feel bad to this day. It's very, 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 very day.
Because you know I couldn't do that, innit?
I don't know. Listen, what happened was that I felt betrayed. Yeah? She was saying your baby mum's number one was right. And I saw that as just a betrayal. I couldn't see anything.
So was that like a trigger?
That triggered me because, I found that they started meeting each other.
So your second baby mom was meeting your first child, not telling you. Baby mom is telling number two what kind of person you are, and then she's now riding on that.
Yes.
Mm.
So,
well, do you know what? To be fair, I hear where you're coming from.
I'm not justifying.
I'm a man. I prefer to take myself out and let the mum and the child stay in there.
Hard to get to where I was.
Fair play. And listen, every man is into their own thing.
Absolutely.
You understand?
Like I said, I'm not justifying it. I'm just saying you, this is where I was at the time. I'm not justifying it.
She's obviously moved out the house, number two.
Yeah.
How long till you see that child, or you never saw that child again either?
Okay, so regardless of how our relationship was, I knew she was a good person. I'll stand by that. Mm. Regardless of what we went through, however I feel, I've never said a bad word to her.
Mm. So what age did it stop when she stopped contact? At what age was the child was at?
So he would have been about 3.
And what was her reasons for stopping contact with you? Be real.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So I'd met somebody. Me and her was all right. It was cool. And she was nice enough. I'm gonna be at the station at such and such time. I said, I'm not gonna be coming to the station. I'll just meet you outside the station.
Yeah.
She goes, how? I said, oh, I've got someone to drop me to Luton, and then we're gonna drive back to London. When I came down to pick him up, came to pick him up. She was like, oh, stay downstairs. My friend's gonna come down, and then we go out together. I said, why don't you just meet me at the park? I ain't seen my son. I ain't even picked him up, held him for ages. So all I wanted to do is pick him up and bring him to the park. She was like, no, you can't take him. I said, listen, you go up. I started walking up with my son. She's screaming to people, oh, he's stealing my child. He's stealing my child. Stop him. Call the police. These two guys at the end of the road looking at me like, really, mate? I'm like, mate, don't even. So
the last time you saw your child was when she was shouting out, saying, stop him, he's trying to steal my child.
That was the last time.
You're not seeing the first child from baby number one.
Nope.
Now, baby number two, you're not now seeing that child, but both of them still talk to each other.
Yeah.
From then, did they ever go to court?
So I'd gone to the Stratford Magistrates Court to get my parental responsibility. They said, "Oh, are you on the birth certificate?" I said, "Yeah." Mm. They said, "Oh, you can just get a solicitor, and then you can do the proceedings that way."
Yeah,
I had to make the biggest decision of my life. I had to leave my job.
Mm.
I was a support worker. I had to leave my job and basically sign on so I can get legal aid.
Yeah.
And I think that was the most empowering thing I've ever done.
But is that because you couldn't afford?
I couldn't afford it. There's just no way. By this time, my baby number one, she was getting like...
legal aid?
No, she was getting child support from me. She was getting like £500 a month.
Wow.
And I was like, the hell, like, I couldn't even pay my rent at this point.
Mm.
Like, it was just getting mad. Like, how do I live? Like, how do I pay rent, council tax, and all these stuff? Mm. It's just not going to work.
Had that happening. What happened after that?
Went to court. And then by the time I get in there, we're in the court for like 10 minutes. And I'm out again.
Mm.
I'm like, what? Nothing's happened. We've adjourned this until this day. So it went on from February. And then it would be like, February until May. And then my baby number one, mother number one would say, it would put like all these things. Oh, he smokes weed. Drug test. I had to take that hair strand test.
Mm-hmm.
So they will cut out big chunks out of my head.
Mm. So how many months was it getting adjourned for till it got to the main hearing?
It went on for nine years, but it was going on from 2010 to 2017.
So that's 7 years.
7 years.
Did it ever get to the stage
of final hearing?
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
And what was said in that?
So I didn't go to the final hearing.
Why not?
Like I said, because they had all met together, my son and my daughter had met together. I looked at it like, well, in the beginning, it was about me trying to forge a relationship with my daughter.
Mm-hmm. Again.
And once I knew that my son had, by the time my son was born, me going to court was about my son now having contact with his daughter, with his sister.
Mm-hmm.
So that was all I was going to court for. It wasn't even, it stopped being about me.
So you chose not to go to court there was a final hearing.
Yeah. Well, if they've seen each other, I don't need to get.
But you wouldn't, but would you not? Okay. I hear what you're trying to say, but every child needs a father in their life.
Oh, man.
So would you not think to yourself, even so they two are meeting together, you still need to be in both of these kids' life for order to give them that father figure and that father role to show them and to guide them and protect them.
Yeah.
So why would you not turn up to the final hearing?
It was more out of... I would say it was more about out of embarrassment.
Mm.
I was embarrassed.
What was you embarrassed of?
I was embarrassed that I've come this far and I'm having the person that would uplift me during me going to court for my daughter now being on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
It was heartbreaking to know that she was going to be testifying against me.
So let me ask you this question then, yeah? Because you say that you and your dad are very close.
Yeah.
How would you feel if your dad didn't show up to come and see you? How would you feel? Because you and your dad's got a good relationship. How would you feel?
I feel kind of let down.
So how do you think these kids are feeling?
Oh, they must feel let down. I know they must feel let down.
What is your relationship right now with both of your kids?
Both of them.
What's your relationship with them right now?
I don't have one.
Why are you not having a relationship with them? How do you think these kids feel?
They would feel let down. They would feel let down. Or they would... I would. From what I know now, my daughter doesn't want to have nothing to do with me.
And why is that? What do you know the reason why she won't have nothing to do with you?
Yeah, she saw a TikTok video of me, which was taken completely out of context. And because of that, she doesn't want nothing.
And what would you do in this TikTok video?
Closing the door.
On who?
closing the door on my sister. I was leaving my mum's house. We was having a little argument.
Okay. And you filmed it?
She filmed it.
Who filmed it?
My sister.
Your daughter's caught wind of this video.
Yeah. That apparently went viral, apparently.
Okay. And I'm just keeping it 100. My only problem with all of this, yeah, is sometimes behavior, what you display to your kids, it gives the fathers who are trying to do things for their fathers. It kind of's like you're giving the dads a bad name for the behavior that you've created. And you allow these two kids to grow up without a father.
Yeah.
Right? Where one of the mothers, she was actually giving you access to see the child. Even still, one mother wasn't. One mother was. So instead of you coming forward and saying to yourself, listen, I'm these kids' fathers and I'm going to do whatever it takes for me to be in their life. I feel like you just gave up because they've already seen each other.
I didn't give up.
But bro, hold on. You said, no, brother.
Yeah.
You said that the fact that they are together, right? The fact that they're together, you're quite happy to say, do you know what? I don't need to go to the final hearing. You gave up. The only accountability that the only thing I can give you right now is the fact that you have a child with your wife, right? And it seems to me right now, everything you've done wrong in the past, you're not regretting this with your third child, which I can see, and I respect you for that. I respect you that you even took ownership for what you have done wrong, because there's still a lot of fathers out here who doesn't take no ownership. They just think they do everything and they don't do nothing
that's
wrong.
True.
Yeah? You've taken ownership of your behavior. But what I will say to you is, moving forward from today, I would recommend you, it's never too late to have that conversation with your kids to try and build the bridges back. Yeah? I know you're going to say, oh, it's going to be hard. And every man is scared.
I'm scared.
So what is stopping you for having that relationship with your kids again?
I'll have to come back to you with that one. I couldn't even answer it. I couldn't answer it. Because it's not a case of where I know where they live.
It's nothing to do with that. But what I'm saying is, right? You're their father, right? Fathers make mistakes. Mm-hmm. Every father's made a mistake. I even made mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sitting here because every father's made a mistake.
I'm not saying I never made mistakes. I know I made mistakes.
Yeah? But what I'm saying to you on a man-to-man thing, one is 14, one is 8. It's not too late to build a bridge back. What would you do to build this bridge back to get back into your kid's life? Brother, I've got all time I can sit here to hear what's the first thing that's going to come out of your mouth. I'm talking to you on a man-to-man
thing. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, man. See, I think about this all the time. Like, what would I do? I feel like I've done a lot. And then, okay, it kind of looks like, oh yeah, you just kind of, you more or less abandoned them because now they're seeing each other. But I had to do what I had to do for my own mental.
I understand that part.
Because if I didn't, I was going, bro, I used to have to go on to like, do like different courses. So different parental courses, DVIP. Like when I'm sitting around in a room full of different guys who are going through the exact same thing as me. After a couple of years after that, I'm hearing that three of them took their life. And I'm like, I went to one funeral out of all of them. And it wasn't the best thing in my life to see that.
Mm.
I was going through a lot of things that I went through. Like, I'm glad whoever was seeing this now, they'll say, oh yeah, I remember what he was going through. Or they will probably try and change it to what they were in their thing. There's the stuff that I haven't been able to.
I want to do some self-reflecting with you.
Yeah.
All right.
Please do.
So, what do you feel by looking at yourself and reflecting what you have done wrong?
I personally take 100% of responsibility. 100% responsibility.
100% responsibility of what?
Of not channeling my own behavior and not understanding who I was as a man first and foremost. I didn't know who I was. I didn't know. If someone asked me who I was, I couldn't tell you.
I want to go back to your childhood. Wow. Because it seems like there seems to be some trauma along the way for your behavior to what this thing to this displaying was blocking you. Right? How was your childhood growing up between your mum and your dad to what you've been witnessing?
Praises for.
And what was the relationship between you and your mum when you got older?
It was a bit strained. I would say borderline abusive.
You was abusive to your mum?
No, the other way around.
She was abusive to you?
Yeah, it was borderline abusive. Licks, I don't, if you want to call it licks, that I would call it a bit more.
Like, what are we saying here?
Just normal. My mum gave me a lot, tried to show me discipline. I think her discipline was a bit too harsh at a certain time. But I give thanks for the responsibility that she taught me. Like, and how I had to conduct myself in a lot of different ways. There was things where if she didn't do what she did for me, I don't know where I would end up. So, yeah, it was like, you name it. I was like, I was the oldest. I'm the oldest, obviously. So like from my, I would have to look after my brother.
The responsibility.
I was given a responsibility from early age.
So do you feel, did you ever feel loved by your mum?
Oh yeah, I did. But at the same time, I also felt like a punching bag too.
So you was confused. 1 minute you feel loved, but then she's hitting you in a type of way that the discipline.
Like that.
The discipline was more.
I would never hit my kids like that. But I get why she probably would have. I'm making excuses for my mum at this point. But it weren't nice. Like,
so how many years was this abusive behavior behaving before it got cut out?
Before what got cut out?
Your
before
mom's
that stuff got cut out?
Yeah.
I had moved out my house from like, I was about 18.
So for when you got, so when you turned 18 is when you stopped getting
like,
abused.
I was done with this. As soon as I turned 18, I was like, mate, I'm good.
Gone.
So now that's been a problem with my brothers and sisters that I left. Because they're looking at me like, oh, you bastard. You just
left us behind.
And left us and you haven't had a relationship with us. Mate, I had to get away.
Was they also getting that same treatment as well? So it was only you was getting that treatment?
Only me. I'm the oldest. My brother's 5 years younger than me. He never got that.
Do you think she was doing it to try and make it like a man, or was it just...
Nah.
No. That's why I had to ask you what happened in your childhood to have this behavior, because no one knows to act like this for the sake of it. There has to be a trigger or something's happened for this behavior to come out. You see what I'm trying to say to you? What I will say to you is, look into this camera here.
Look into this camera.
All right? Talk to daughter number one first. What would you like to say to her if she was watching this?
I'm proud of you. I understand that you don't want a relationship with me now, but the door is wide open when you do. And then you can understand me as your dad and what I will do for you. I understand that you don't want to see me because of the video you saw, but that is not me. Whatever you've been told is not me.
Your son.
Daddy loves you. Regardless of anything, Daddy loves you. And it wasn't getting away from you. It was getting away from your mom. And your mom, I want you to look after your mom. But again, my door is open anytime you're ready.
I Bro, we're going to leave it there, yeah? I'm going to say thank you for coming on today. I haven't got no tissues.
Tissue.
Now I know it's hard.
Yeah. Because listen, you might, I get what you're saying about like what would you do to get to find them, but I went through a lot. Like I was getting my hair cut out of my head. Like I vowed I would never cut my hair again. Like this is I've been through every single thing you can imagine. Like from going to different courts all over London, doing different courses, trying to do mediation, being a better man, better person. That's all I think about.
But bro, it's not too late. This is what I'm trying to tell you.
No, it's nothing.
It's not too late. You can still change it.
It's not too late.
You can still change it.
It's not too late. And but to be put with like that whole thought that your domestic violence and such, it's just like, what are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
That is, that's a big thing to carry on your back when you know that you didn't do it, you were nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
Anything I've done in that sense would be smaller self-defense. I'm not gonna say like, oh, they're looking to punch them up and backhand them and slap them. Like I said, I've been to like DVIP where them man, they used to talk about that they used to burn their woman with an iron and then hit her with the electric leads and stuff. I'm like, what? Like I used to think, what am I doing here?
You got to make sure you're strengthening yourself first.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. You also have to make sure you're in the right mental place as well.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, you have a young one now, because this is all about learning, right? Learning and knowing how to move forward to change your mistakes, all right? You're also married. That's another big achievement, what you have done there.
Thank you.
Because not every man can walk down the aisle, all right?
Oh, man. I was lucky.
Okay. So you have that. You've got a supportive woman right there. Mm-hmm. Now, the next two is the two you're not seeing at the moment, right? You have to find some inner strength inside you.
Yeah.
To try and build that relationship between these two kids. Do not let them grow up to make them feel...
I got in touch with my son's mum recently.
Well done.
And that was a bit frosty. So,
brother, that's just coming from a place of hurt.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd give it some time, because I asked her how he is. She said, yeah, he's all right. And she put down the phone.
Yeah.
I was like, cool.
All right. Don't stop.
Yeah.
And I just think, bro, that's all I can say on this one.
Man, thank you very much for having me here, man. I let some tears go, but.
Brother, it's real. When we do the Baby Fathers podcast, it's real. We don't shadow from nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a man to man conversation. Yeah. It's real. All right?
Yeah,
you don't feel no shame.
No, I don't feel no shame. I would come here if I felt shame.
But I'm saying to you, yeah? I have to big you up for even sitting in this chair, because it takes courage to sit in that chair there. Yeah?
Thank you.
All right, my bro. So listen, thank you for everyone who's been watching today on this episode. It is definitely a very different episode. I want to hear your views in the comments below. All right? So from Ringo 45 and for myself, with love from the Baby Fathers, peace. Till next time, and we out, man.